The Torah juxtaposes Shabbos and the Melechus HaMishkan. In Parshas Kisisa, it's first the Mishkan and then Shabbos, and in Parshas Vayakel, it's Shabbos and then the Mishkan. And Rashi quotes from the Medrash that this is in order to teach us that no matter how important the Melechus HaMishkan might be, it's not Doiches Shabbos. It doesn't override Shabbos. And many Mefarshim ask that there are many mitzvahs that are not Doiches Shabbos. Picking a lulav and an esrig is not Doiches Shabbos. Building a sukkah is not Doiches Shabbos. Baking matzahs, tying tzitzis, dying techeles are all not Doiches Shabbos. Why does the Torah go out of its way, specifically with regard to the Melechus HaMishkan, to emphasize to us that it's not Doiches Shabbos, more so than by all of those other mitzvahs, those other examples? In the Sefer Shem Mishmuel, he explains that it's because the Melechus HaMishkan was a prolonged endeavor. And sometimes when one gets involved in a long project, somewhere along the way, he loses his focus. And he forgets what the whole purpose of the project was and why he began in the first place. Dr. Einstein was once working on a math problem together with his students in Princeton University. And they finally solved the math problem. And they had all these papers with numbers and equations, and Dr. Einstein wanted to put them together with a paperclip. So he asked his students, someone have a paperclip? So looking high, low for a paperclip, they couldn't find them. Dr. Einstein opens up the desk drawer, top drawer, and he finds there a paperclip, but it's been straightened out. Someone was bored. And they straightened out the paperclip that is straight. So he's trying to fix the paperclip to put it back into the proper shape. It's like Reis Avodah. They try and put it back. So he's working with the table and a book and the scissors, a whole system over there. A few minutes later, one of his students says, Dr. Einstein, we found a whole box of perfect paper clips. So he looks up and he says, yeah, don't bother me now. And he goes back to trying to fix the paper clip. And that same thing could have happened by the Melechus HaMishkan. Of course, at the outset, it was obvious that the Melechus HaMishkan cannot be Doiches Shabbos. After all, the whole purpose of the Melechus HaMishkan was in order to create a Mokom Fashras, a Shechina, in this world. How could it be Doiches Shabbos? But one could become so engrossed, so involved in the project, that he could lose his focus. He forgets what the whole purpose of the project was, why he began in the first place, to the extent that he could even think it would be Doiches Shabbos. And this same thing could happen in the work week. The Shem Yishmuel writes that that's why one time Shabbos comes before the Melechus HaMishkan here in Parshas Vayakel, and one time after the Mishkan in Parshas Kisisa, because Shabbos brackets the work week. It's the mission statement before a person goes to work, and it is the declaration of bitachon at the end of the work week. Because sometimes someone can get so caught up in the work that he's doing and amassing wealth and doing a good job, he forgets the whole purpose is in order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam better. Haskin atmecha beprozdor kedei shetikonis l'tracha. And therefore, Shabbos comes before the work week and it comes at the end in order to remind us of this. And this same phenomenon, that a person could get so caught up and engrossed in what he's doing, he forgets the whole purpose of why he started in the first place, could happen to balabatim when they come to shul. It could happen to bachrim in yeshiva. It could even happen to the Kohen Gadol on the Beis HaMikdash. One of the begadim that was worn by the Kohen Gadol on the Beis HaMikdash was the tzitz. Was a plate that went across his forehead that was engraved with the words Kodesh Lashem, consecrated and dedicated to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk states in connection with the tzitz, V'haya al mitzchay tamid, it should be on his forehead constantly, from which the Gemara Maseches Yuma derives that there's an Iser of Hesach Hadas from the tzitz. The Kohen Gadol must constantly be aware that his actions, that his Avoida, is Kodesh Lashem. He's not allowed to forget it even for a moment, and therefore he has a tzitz that grows across his forehead, that's emblazoned with the words Kodesh Lashem, in order to remind him of this. Answer Rav Rom Yafin, the son-in-law from the Alta, from the Vardik, one of the Rebbes of the Stipler, in his Sefer HaMusar V'Hadas, how could it be that the Kohen Gadol should forget that his actions are Kodesh Lashem? He's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, he's working in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's going to forget that his actions are Kodesh Lashem? Why he's there? And Rav Yavin says, yes, you see from here, that even a Kohen Gadol, even when he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna, he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's in the Beis HaMikdash all day, could get so involved in what he's doing that he forgets why he's there. And therefore he needs the tzitz on his forehead, which is inscribed with the words Kodesh Lashem, in order to remind him of the purpose of why he's there. It could even be that even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was on Har Sinai accepting the Torah, needed chizuk in this regard. The pasuk tells us at the end of Parashas Mishpatim that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to ascend Har Sinai in order to accept the Torah, the pasuk says, "Alei Eli Hahara, come to me at the top of the mountain, veheyei sham, and remain there." So Rashi already quotes from the Medrash. What does it mean, veheyei sham, remain there? Where's Moshe Rabbeinu going? So here, somewhere more important to be. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, I got to go. So Rashi says, no, it means he should stay there for 40 days. Get comfortable. You can be here for a while. Hey, Yesham. However, Rabbi Chezkel of Kozmir, one of the contemporaries of Mizrich Magid, writes in his Sefer Nechmad Mizahav, they know what it means is the following. Sometimes, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, sometimes it happens a person could be physically in one place, mentally he's somewhere else. I know it's hard to believe. Such a thing could happen. Person's in class. Physically, he's sitting there. Mentally, the guy's anywhere but. The guy's in Eretz Yisrael. He's on a boat. The guy's in outer space. He's not in the class. Physically, he's here. Mentally, he's gone. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, no, hey, yay, Sham, be here. Don't forget why you're here. Be mentally engaged. Remember why you're here the whole time that you're on top of Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu needed chizuk in this regard. But this same phenomenon could exist when Balabatim come to shul. Some of you might grow up to become Balabatim. It wouldn't hurt for you to hear it. And sometimes people get so involved, so engrossed in everything that's going on in the shul, they forget why they came in the first place. Some people think that they're there to have a chevershaft, that they're there to make friends. Some people think that they're there to be the welcoming committee for the whole community. Some people think he's there to make sure there's a proper kiddush, you know, with the proportion of herring to kichel. That's his job. That's his mission in life. And he thinks that that's why he's there. And he forgets that the reason why he comes to shul is not for any of these things. Person comes to shul in order to daven for parnasa, in order to daven for gezunt, in order to have children that are oiskei Torah in mitzvahs and yirei shamayim. That's why a person comes to shul. And a person who talks during shul, even for a moment, forgot why he came to shul in the first place. So too, the same thing could happen to a bacher who comes to yeshiva. He gets so involved in all the different things that we have going on over here that he forgot why he's here in the first place, what the whole purpose of us being here is. Some people think that they're here in order to participate in a sfarim sale. That's not why we're here. Some people think that we're here in order to cheer on our alma mater at an athletics tournament for high school students. That's not why we're here. It's a nice thing. You want to do it. But that's not why we're here. We're not here to make Shabbatonim for Kiruv organizations, for youth groups. That's not why we're here. Why are we here? We're here to learn Torah. We're here to grow in Yiras Shamayim. We're here to form a meaningful relationship with the Rebbe. We're here to build a foundation of Ruchnius that will be mechalkel us and our families for a lifetime. That's why we're here. And a person who misses Seder, who misses a Shir, who misses Sunday because he's involved in one of these activities, forgot why he's here in the first place. He's not here for these things. He's here in order to learn Torah. He's here in order to grow in Yiras Shamayim. You want to do them, it's fine. But a person who misses Shir for them, who misses Seder, who misses a Sunday, forgot why he's here in the first place. And we need chizuk in this regard. Why does this happen? It happens because of the following. We're all so packed, our schedules. We're moving from place to place. We're running this, that. Everyone's taking as many credits, doing as many things. They were moving so fast, we don't take time to stop and think. And when a person doesn't take time to stop and think, he can make very silly and basic mistakes. The pasuk tells us at the end of Parshas Va'era, when Moshe Rabbeinu informs the Mitzrayim about the impending Makas Bara, the Mitzrayim respond in two different ways. There's Hayorei Dvar Hashem Avdei Paroi. There were those who took the warning seriously and they brought their animals inside and their animals were saved. And then there was a those who didn't listen to the warning of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they left their animals outside, and the animals were killed. And the Targum Yonasan quotes from the Medrash, who was Hayari Dvar Hashem Avdei Para Ze'iyot? He brought his animals inside. And who was Asher Loisam Libo El Dvar Hashem? That was Bilam. Bilam left his animals outside. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Sota, Eov and Bilam were both advisors of Paro. So Bilam left his animals outside and the animals were killed. In fact, the Pnei Menachem, one of the Ger Rebbes, suggests that's why Bilam is the only person in Tanakh who's riding around on a donkey, except for Mashiach. He's riding around on a donkey. What's he riding around on a donkey for? So he says, because all of his animals were killed during Makas Barad. That was all he had left, was the donkey. That's an interesting shot. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, why would Bilam be so short-sighted? Moshe Rabbeinu was 6 for 6. Kadosh Baruch Hu hardened Paro's heart. He didn't harden Bilam's heart. Why didn't Bilam bring his animals inside? Said the Chavetz Chaim, because Bilam's whole life was he's running from thing to thing to thing. He notes that in Parashas Balak, in the whole episode of Bilam, there's not one Parsha Psucho or Parsha Stuma. It keeps going, straight, 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 Pasuk, Pasuk, Pasuk. The one time in Bilam's life that the donkey finally stops, what does Bilam do? He hits the donkey. What are you stopping for? We never stop. They're always going, going, going. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, since Bilam was always running from thing to thing to thing, he never took time to stop and think. So he made silly mistakes and he left his animals outside. He's riding around his whole life on a donkey. And so too, person who runs from place to place to place can miss very important things. There are two psychologists from Harvard that did a study called, you probably heard about it, called The Invisible Gorilla, where they have showed a video clip to an audience in order to see the reaction. So in the video clip, there are 6 people, 3 wearing white t-shirts and 3 wearing black t-shirts, and each group has a basketball. And it tells you at the outset, count how many times the people with the white t-shirts pass the basketball to each other. So it seems, oh, what's so hard? So, but then they start moving, the clip starts, and the people are weaving in and out and in and out, and the people with the white t-shirts are passing the basketball to each other up and over, and the people with the black t-shirts are moving in and out. In the middle of this, about a minute in, a gorilla walks into the middle of the circle, a person wearing a gorilla suit, bangs on his chest, and walks out. So they ask the audience, in Harvard, sure, here would be different, in Harvard, it would be better, in Harvard they ask them, how many times did the people with the white t-shirts pass the ball to each other? If you follow, you pay attention, you can follow the white t-shirts around. So fine. Then they asked the audience, how many people saw the gorilla come into the middle of the circle in the middle? 50% of the people did not see the gorilla. I must admit, the first time I saw the video clip, I missed the gorilla too. That's why I was so busy counting. Person can miss the gorilla. He's concentrating everything going on around him. He misses such important things. And that could happen to us. A person who's so involved in everything that's going around on over here, which are very nice, but a person so involved that he misses shir on Sunday, he misses Seder, he misses a shir during the week, he forgot the gorilla. He forgot the purpose of why he's here in the first place and why we came, what the whole purpose of everything is that we're doing. And it's because we don't take time to stop and think, and we need to do so. The Pasuk tells us at the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, Kisisa is Reish B'nai Yisrael. When you will lift up the heads of Klal Yisrael, Nechdushe Harim Es B'nei Yisrael is in plural. It should have said Kisisa Es Roshay B'nei Yisrael. When you lift up the heads of Klal Yisrael, Nechdushe Harim suggests a little bit Al Derech Hadrush. He says what it means is, no, you should lift up the word Rosh, Kisisa Es Rosh. What happens if you take the letter that's on top of each one of the letters of the word Rosh? You lift up Resh, one letter, you get Shin. You lift up Aleph, you get Beis. You lift up Shin, you get Tuf. So he says, spell Shabbos. So Chedush Harim says the whole week long a person's running with his head down like this, the rat race of life. He's running and running and running and running. But he can't pick up his head to see where he's going. The only time we pick up our head to see where we're going is Shabbos. He takes time to think. He sees us Reish, Reish is Shabbos. So he says, but the danger of running with your head down without taking time to stop and think is you could totally veer from the path. The guy could end up somewhere he never intended to end up because he doesn't take time to stop and think. And that's the danger of moving and moving and moving and not taking time to stop and think. A person can miss shir. He can miss a Seder. He can miss a Sunday. We don't even have that many. He can miss a Sunday because he's so busy moving, moving, moving that he forgot why he came in the first place. And therefore, we have to try and find time to stop and think. And a person who has a Hesach Hadas from this, he forgets the whole purpose of why we're here and why we came to Yeshiva in the first place. Even for a moment, the implications and the consequences could be very far-reaching and very significant. Another one of the begadim that was worn by the Kohen Gadol was the cheshen, was the breastplate. And the Pasuk states with regards to the cheshen, v'la'izach ha-cheshen me'al ha-ephod. The cheshen had to constantly be resting on the ephod that was worn by the Kohen Gadol, on the apron. So many mefarshim ask, why are these two kelim interconnected, these two begadim? The cheshen always has to be resting on the ephod. So Rav Moshe explains in the Sefer Drash Moshe, based on the Gemara Maseches Erchin, The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erchin that each one of the big day Kohen Gadol was there to be Mechaper for a different Avera. And the Gemara says that the Choshen was supposed to be Mechaper for a Dayan Sheino Hogun, for a corrupt Dayan. And the Ephod, for Gneva, for someone who steals, corruption. And the Ephod was supposed to be Mechaper for Avodah Zarah. So from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'yizach HaChoshen Me'ala Ephod, you see that there's a connection between Gneva and Avodah Zarah. What's the connection between Gneva and Avodah Zarah? Explains Rav Moshe the following. He says, why does a person steal? What do you stand to gain? You're going to get whatever money the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks you should have. If you're supposed to have this money, you'll get it. If you're not supposed to have, stealing won't get you there. Why does a person steal? Says Rav Moshe, it's because he forgot about the Ribbono Shel Olam for a moment, so he stole. The Pasuk says, V'yizach HaChoshen Me'ala Ephod, in order to teach us that forgetting about the Ribbono Shel Olam, even for a moment, is already a shtick, is already a bechina of Avodah Zarah. Person forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a moment, it's already Avodah Zarah. Person who forgets about why he's here, he misses a Seder, misses a Shir, misses a Sunday, he forgets about what we're doing here. Even for a moment, I'm not suggesting it's Avodah Zarah, but a person who forgets about why he's here, the consequences and the implications could be grave, because he's wasting an opportunity. So you'll say, we waste opportunities all the time. In fact, if Shlomo Breuer writes in his Sefer, Chochma U'Musar, that the reason why during an Ibayor we say, U'l'chaparas Pasha, in the Shemona Esrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us for our Averus, is because the whole year long we waste opportunities, we waste our time. This year, instead of wasting 12 months of time, we wasted 13 months of time. So we have to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, U'l'chaparas Pasha, forgive us this year for an extra month of wasted time, of wasted opportunity. We waste opportunities. But sometimes a person wastes an opportunity and the opportunity never comes back. You can't get it again. When the Nesi'im, in this week's parasha, donated to the Mishkan, they donated the Avnei Hashoyim and the Avnei Miluim. But when the Torah writes the word Nesi'im, it's Chasar Yud. It's Nun Sin Aleph Mem, without the Yuds. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that this was a criticism of the Nesi'im. Because instead of seizing the opportunity, taking the initiative to donate right away, they said, look, Klal Yisrael, donate, and we'll fill in whatever is left over. And there was nothing left over except the Avnei Miluim, the Avnei Shayam. So therefore, the Pasuk criticizes them by leaving out the Yud, because they didn't take the initiative to seize the opportunity. However, the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that at the time of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, they were the first to donate. That's the whole Parshas HaNesiim in Parshas Nasa. We read it on Chanukah. So they were the first to donate. So ask the Chedushi Harim, they recognized their mistake. They were the first to donate when it came time for the Chanukah HaMizbeach. Put back the Yud in their name. So he says, no. Because the opportunity to donate the first time to the Mishkan was a unique opportunity. And the fact that you recognize later and try to make up for it doesn't get it back. The opportunity's gone. Sometimes an opportunity presents itself, and if we squander it, you can never get it back. In Parashas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu gives Teichacha to Klal Yisrael. He mentions all the problems that they caused for him throughout the travels in the Midbar. And he mentions the Chet HaMeraglim. And the Pasuk says that after Moshe Rabbeinu told them about the Chet HaMeraglim, after they recognized they made a mistake, Klal Yisrael said, Vatanu Vatoimru Eli, they answered me and they told me, Chatanu Lashem, they recognized they made a mistake. And they said, Anachnu Nagav Inuchamnu Kucho Ashetiv Hashem Lokenu. Once they recognized they made a mistake, they said, forget it, we're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. We know we made a mistake. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Klal Yisrael, Loi Salu V'loi Silachamu Kienenim B'kibrachem. Don't go up. Do not wage war. I'm not with you. Klal Yisrael does not listen. They wage war. They're trying to get into Eretz Yisrael, and they're slaughtered. Ask the Ralbach, why? They did tshuva. They now, okay, we missed an opportunity. We want to go into Eretz Yisrael now. Better late than never. We're here. So he says, no. The Ralbach says, you missed an opportunity. Opportunity knocks, but then it leaves. So the opportunity knocked. You had an opportunity to come into Eretz Yisrael. No one was interested, so left. You can't get it back now. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let them enter Eretz Yisrael now. One time, the Nezucha Magid was coming home from the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and he's walking down the street, and he smells something delicious coming from one of the homes. So he walks by, knocks on the door, and he says, a woman answers the door, he says, madam, what are you cooking? It smells so delicious. I smell the aroma all the way out in the street. You must be cooking the Shem Shabbos Kodesh with the purest of intentions. So she says to him, I'm cooking gribinus. Gribinus is fried chicken fat. You shouldn't know from such things. Fried chicken fat. So he says, you must be cooking with the best of intent. Lishma, I guess, can I have a little bit of your gribinus? So she starts kvetching, hemming and hawing. She says, I don't know, my husband is coming, my grandchildren are coming for Shabbos, they're going to be expecting a grievance, I don't know if I could spare any. So he says, oh, I'm sorry, I wish it was a good Shabbos, and he leaves. A few seconds pass, and the woman realizes, oh my God, the Mizritcha Magid came to my door, asked me for a little bowl of grievance, and I turned him down. So she runs out the door, and she's running after the Mizritcha Magid down the street. She says, Rebbe, Rebbe, come back! I'll give you grievance, I'll make a new pot, it's not a problem. So he catches up to her, he turns around and he smiles, he says, Rebbe, here, please take the grievance. He smiles, says, thank you, but I lost my appetite. And Rabbi Isai, lots of times we have opportunities, and if you don't make the most of an opportunity, it never presents itself again. I meet people 50, 60, 70s, they're still talking about their experiences that happened in yeshiva on Sundays and at Shir and at Seder. If you're not there, you miss that. And if you talk to Balei Tshuva later in life who were never zeicha to learn in yeshiva to have the kviyus that you have, they try and recreate this later in life to learn how to make a leining on a gemara, to become a lamdin, to get a relationship with the Rebbe, they never materialize. It's never successful. It's never the same thing. You can't recreate this experience. And a person who misses Seder, who misses Shir, who misses a Sunday because he's so involved in everything that goes around and around him, misses an opportunity that he'll never be able to recreate again. Too often we don't appreciate things till they're gone. Last thing is the Pasuk tells in the Parshas Kisisa where Moshe Rabbeinu first presents the Luchos to Klal Yisrael. So the Pasuk says they were ksuvim be'ezbay lekim. They were written with the finger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's it, which is pretty ambiguous. But as Moshe Rabbeinu is descending Har Sinai and he witnesses Klal Yisrael sitting with the Chet HaEgel and he picks up the Luchos in order to break them, so the Pasuk pauses and it says, oh, you know, the Luchos, the ksuvim mishnei Evreim, mizel mizel him ksuvim. They were carved through and through and they were legible from both sides, which is a big ness. Usually things that are carved through and through, you can only read on one side. The Luchos were legible from both sides. Ask the Sefer Shemin HaTov, now you mention that? The first time the Luchos are presented, it was Ksuvim Bezbo Lekim. Now they're about to be broken, Ksuvim Mishnei Evreim, Mizeh, Mizehim Ksuvim. Now it starts talking about the Luchos. Why didn't mention it the first time? Says the Sefer Shemin HaTov, because we don't appreciate until they're about to be gone. Oh, look at all those beautiful Nisim that are part of the Luchos. And so too, sometimes a person doesn't appreciate the experience and the kviyas that he has now to be able to have a Seder that's uninterrupted, when you have children and wives and homes and communities, these things are not shayach. A person has a Seder that's uninterrupted, he has a shir, he has a kviyas on a Sunday. These opportunities are impossible to recreate. We shouldn't wait until they're gone in order to appreciate them. So Rabbi said, we don't have a tzitz on our forehead that screams out at us, Kodesh Lashem, in order to remind us about what the purpose is that we're here, but we shouldn't get so caught up in the Meleches HaMishkan and everything that's going on around us that we miss the gorilla that's in the room, that we miss a shir on Sunday, that we miss Seder, we miss shir. But rather, we should make the most of all of the opportunities to remember why we're here, to make the most of all of our opportunities to grow and to learn Torah, to grow in Yerushalayim to the best of our ability.